today is the fifth Sunday of the month, which means that instead of our usual sermon at this time, today we are going to share testimonies with one another, stories of God's presence and grace in our lives that we've noticed in recent months. So on the day of Pentecost, the day the church began, we read in Acts chapter 2, a smattering of verses, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" And the explanation came later from the Apostle Peter. This is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. "In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." So one of my living heroes of the faith, Bishop Robert Barron, in describing what happened on the day of Pentecost, says that one of the clearest signs that the Holy Spirit is operative, he invites us, beckons us to look for gathering and unifying power. And he contrasts that with the scattering power that accompanies the diabolic dark spirit. So disunity and scattering are evidence that something other than God is in control. A clear sign of the presence and activity of the Holy Spirit is the power to bring people together. Now, we are all aware that we are living in a very divided society. It's very easy for us to see the diabolic as we look at the painful divisions around us. So today I want to invite and encourage us to notice and to share Holy Spirit stories. Stories of community being gathered. Stories of healing. Stories of diverse peoples coming together in some kind of unity. So I want you to think about, where have you noticed the Holy Spirit working in your life, in your family, in your community, in the world around you? So while we're thinking about that, I know I didn't give you a lot. Usually I give you a couple days ahead of time to think about things or give you more options, but you're welcome to share. If the Holy Spirit puts something on your heart, you don't have to go like, "Oh, does this fit the criteria?" Yes, it does. Because that's how the Holy Spirit works. So while we're thinking that over, mulling that over, I also want to read a fairly long excerpt from a Max Lucado book that Paul and I have been reading. We read super slowly. So I may quote from this in 6 months' time, and you'll be like, "Wait, she was reading that 6 months?" Yes, that's still us. That's the pace at which we read. This book is called Help Is Here, Finding Fresh Strength and Purpose in the Power of the Holy Spirit. And this is from the chapter entitled Speak Up, the Spirit as Tongues of Fire. He writes in a very, streams of consciousness kind of way. So this is his long quote. "The promise of Pentecost. The Spirit turns common folk into uncommon forces. As Jesus explained, the Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin and guide you into all truth." That's from John 16. "The Holy Spirit takes our tongues of flesh and renders them tongues of fire. The Holy Spirit makes communication his priority. He is mentioned 57 times in the book of Acts. Of those occasions, he speaks through someone to someone else 36 times. Might the Spirit do the same with us, with you? There is something unique about your story. No one else has your experience. No one else in all the history of the world has walked the path you have journeyed. Would you be willing to share it? Here is an idea. Become well-versed in your Ebenezer. No, I'm not talking about a Charles Dickens character named Scrooge. I'm referring to your scrapbook of only God moments, those precious events in your life that only God could have orchestrated. The word Ebenezer appears in the context of the Hebrew people in the early days of their existence as a nation. God blessed them with deliverance from Egypt, a new identity, and a covenant. They saw plagues on enemies, holy fire in the sky, manna on their plates, and sandals that never wore out. Yet, let one problem surface and they wanted to scurry back to Egypt. They once melted down some earrings, made a cow, and began to pray to it. Really? How quickly they forgot. Over the years, however, they developed ways to remember, and one of the ways was called the Ebenezer Stone, or the Stone of Help. After a particularly resounding victory in battle, as well as a spiritual renewal, they set up a stone to symbolize God's faithfulness, 1 Samuel 7:12. The Ebenezer Stone was a tangible reminder of what God had done for them. The Israelites would show the stone to their neighbors and to their children as a way to recount God's faithfulness. So what are your Ebenezer moments? Not everyone can evangelize like Billy Graham, write like Charles Spurgeon, or care for the poor like Mother Teresa. But don't you think we each can talk about our only God moments? There was an occasion when Jesus healed a deranged man. The fellow had made his home in a cemetery and cut himself with rocks. When Jesus delivered him from the affliction, the man wanted to go with Jesus. Christ, however, gave this instruction: go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. Mark 5:19. In other words, speak up. Show someone your Ebenezer stone. Do you feel ill-equipped to do so? That's okay. You have God's Spirit to help you. God's plan is reduced to one strategy: ordinary folks telling the extraordinary story of Jesus with the extraordinary power of the Holy Spirit. That's the end of the Max Lucado quote. I told you it was long. So Liberty Vineyard Church family, this beautifully describes what we're doing in our worship service today. We are ordinary folks telling the extraordinary story of Jesus in our lives right here, right now, with the extraordinary power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so now it's your turn. So here's how we're going to do it logistically. If you have a story to share and you're in the room, I invite you to make your way over to this front seat over here in readiness. And if you have a story to share and you're on Zoom looking at you guys, please let Paul know and he will give me a signal, which I will not interpret correctly, and then he'll write it on a piece of paper and then I'll realize he's trying to get my attention. That's how we roll. So I really want to encourage us to share our Holy Spirit stories, even and maybe especially if they seem really insignificant. Okay, because whether that we're the ones in the story or whether we're the ones telling the story, or whether we're the ones hearing the story, we will all be strengthened and encouraged. The Holy Spirit really does turn common folk like us into uncommon forces as we continue doing small things with great love. And God knows how much each one of us and the world needs kingdom transformation and the encouragement that comes from hearing others' God stories. Are we ready? So we'll say, come Holy Spirit, let's go.